Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Trial has been delayed for a North Iowa 18-year-old accused of trying to entice a minor into sex. The Butler County Sheriff's Office arrested Wyatt Mitchell of Allison in August on a charge of sexual exploitation of a minor caused to engage in the act, a Class C felony. According to court records, Wyatt is accused of sending sexual messages to a 13-year-old female through Snapchat. Further investigation of his Snapchat account determined that the alleged activity occurred several times over multiple months, possibly starting around April 20th. Wyatt turned 18 on April 3rd. He has pleaded not guilty, and his trial that was scheduled for November 28th has been moved to February 20th, 2024 in Bremer County District Court after a continuance was granted last week to give his attorney more time to take depositions on behalf of his defense. Mitchell is due in court, however, before then. On April 10th, the Iowa State Patrol said Mitchell led them on a pursuit that ended when he crashed his Volkswagen Beetle in Waverly. Mitchell was injured in the wreck and spent several days in the hospital before he was charged with eluding at speeds 25 miles per hour over the posted limit. Wyatt has pleaded not guilty, and his trial from that incident is scheduled for December 21st. A Charles City woman who agreed to plead guilty to OWI and child endangerment charges on Thursday afternoon was arrested Thursday night for violating terms of her pretrial release. Charles City Police initially arrested 25-year-old Cassandra Martinez in July following a report of an intoxicated driver. After locating the vehicle, Martinez was initially taken into custody on a Floyd County warrant for public intoxication from an incident in May. It was determined Martinez was driving under the influence and she was charged with OWI second offense. Her 3-year-old daughter was in the vehicle and she was charged with child endangerment. Martinez was also accused of kicking officers while being arrested, and she was charged with assault on a peace officer. When she refused to exit the patrol car at the Floyd County Jail, she was charged with interference with official acts. On Thursday afternoon, a motion was filed that Martinez would agree to plead guilty to OWI and child endangerment, with the other charges dismissed. However, she was arrested Thursday night on a Floyd County warrant because she had violated terms of her pretrial release. She was being held in the Floyd County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond pending further court proceedings. A late-night high-speed pursuit in north-central Iowa over the weekend ended with the suspect dying in a fatal crash. The Iowa State Patrol says the wreck occurred around 12:30 yesterday morning near the intersection of Iowa Highway 18 and 308th Street south of Eagle Grove. The crash report says 36-year-old Jose Cassiano of Webster City was seen driving erratically and a Wright County Sheriff's deputy tried to pull him over. However, Cassiano sped away, starting a chase that hit speeds of 130 miles per hour until he lost control on a curve and went into the ditch. The State Patrol says Cassiano was not wearing a seatbelt and he was thrown from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A pair of Northeast Iowa men have been arrested for possessing methamphetamine and marijuana. The Old Wine Police Department says a search warrant executed Wednesday evening in the 200 block of 6th Avenue Southwest led to the arrests of 65-year-old Jack Dempsey and 28-year-old James Dempsey, both of Old Wine. Both men were charged with possession of meth, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. James Dempsey was also charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Additional charges are pending. According to the criminal complaints in the residence, law enforcement discovered meth, marijuana, scales, numerous baggies with a white crystalline substance, marijuana smoking devices, grinders, tooters, smoking devices with residue, and a serving tray with white crystalline substance. Also found were baggies with a green leafy substance, marijuana cartridge packaging, and prescription pills that were not prescribed to anyone at the residence. Authorities would later arrest James Dempsey after he exited his place of employment in Olwine, leading to a search of his vehicle and the discovery of more drug paraphernalia. The Fayette County Police Department K-9 Unit, Fayette County Sheriff's Office, and Independence Police Department also assisted with the investigation. A Northeast Iowa traffic stop has led to drug and weapons charges for a Mason City man. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says an SUV driven by 49-year-old Joaquin Mosberry was pulled over for speeding on Highway 20 about 10 miles east of Independence about 2:30 last Tuesday morning. According to the criminal complaints, Mosberry admitted that there was marijuana and a handgun in the vehicle. In addition to marijuana discovered inside the car, law enforcement also located the handgun in an unlocked case next to ammunition that was loaded into the magazine. Mosberry was charged with possession of marijuana and being ineligible to carry a weapon due to prior felony convictions. He was also cited for speeding. A passenger in the vehicle, 33-year-old Mark Norwood of South Holland, Illinois, was also charged with possession of marijuana. North Iowa authorities are asking for the public's help in a deer poaching investigation. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to the intersection of 310th Street and Apple Avenue shortly after 10:30 Friday night and found a buck white-tailed deer had been shot illegally near the Haugen Wildlife Area. Neighbors told deputies they heard the shot and attempted to chase but could not catch those responsible for shooting the deer. The Sheriff's Office is assisting the Iowa DNR in investigating the case. Anyone with information is asked to contact North Iowa Crime Stoppers, the Iowa DNR tip line, or Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.